This is Beyond the BEO, and I'm your host, Shannon Doe Nicholson. Each episode, we chat with events industry professionals about how to make your event the best possible. This show is brought to you by The Right Stuff Agency, making your business sound as good as it looks. Be sure to follow Beyond the BEO on Instagram, where I share tips on how to grow your personal brand, host great events, and have an impact in your events career.
Welcome back to the show. This week is a solo episode. I'm going to 3 different networking events this week. That wasn't on purpose. It just kind of happened that way. And one of them involves trivia, so you know that I'm very excited. But that got me thinking about tips for networking events. And I go through phases where I think I go to lots of them, and then I might not go to an event for a few months. But I think it's really important that we think about why we're going to these networking events. I mean, everyone knows that I'm constantly talking about events having a purpose, and networking can just seem like the thing you have to do, but there's a reason for it and there's a purpose to it. And here's some tips to really up your game at the next one that you're attending. So number one, I would say have a plan. Decide, are you looking to find customers, partners, a new job? Are you just going to meet new people because you haven't been to a networking event in a while and you just kind of want to shake off the cobwebs? That's an okay reason to go to a networking event as well. I think that it's really easy to go to networking events when you think that you really need a job or you're looking down a plan with not a lot of customers or confirmed projects in the works. And practicing going to networking events can be a great thing to do, but know why you're there. And I would say number 2 is have an open mind. So that can sound like it contradicts going in with a plan, because you might think, well, if I have a plan, I have to stick to it. I have to only be looking for customers, only be looking for partners, only be looking for people who can connect me to my new job. But I would say that if you keep an open mind, you don't know what you're going to find. So make sure that you're listening with intention, listening to what people are telling you. It might be that you could possibly help someone else make a connection that they need because you're hearing someone's story and you realize that that is something that really resonates with either a coworker or a friend or an industry colleague. And you also don't know when you might need somebody or might cross paths with someone again. So it can be really important to kind of keep those people in mind that you might not need something from at this time or might not have something to work on together at this time. But people move around, circumstances change. So knowing more and more people can help you make connections for future issues or opportunities that you might have. And third, I would say have an exit strategy. So if you're not accustomed to going to networking events, it can feel really awkward to try and get out of a conversation after a couple of minutes, but you also don't want to have someone monopolizing all of your time. So ensure that you know how you will leave conversations. It can be as simple as saying, this was great, I'd love to follow up and have another conversation with you, but I'm just going to try to connect with some other people. I'm going to walk the room. I think that if you do it gracefully and politely, obviously waiting for an opportunity to arise, it is totally okay to leave a conversation. And like I said, you can say, I'd love to connect with you on LinkedIn or on social. Maybe we can set up time to chat, you know, more in depth. But don't let, you know, the guilt and politeness keep you in a conversation for the entire night. And number 4, it's really obvious, but I see it happen so many times. You know, sometimes it's at networking events, sometimes it's at conferences, but don't stick with your friends. It's obviously better to come with someone. You'll feel a little bit more at ease, but make sure that you're really both working the room. Are you talking to different people? Are you just standing together and talking to each other? If after, you know, 5 minutes you realize we are the only two people here, or we haven't talked to anyone else new, you know, that's your cue to say, it's time for us to circulate. It's time for us to go grab a drink. It's time to grab an hors d'oeuvre, which is also another great way to leave a conversation politely and then re-enter with new people. People aren't going to be offended, and you want to make sure that you're meeting new people. Like, that's why you're there, right? And number five, I think, is something I've always tried to remind myself, especially in the early days of networking when I'd go to events, particularly alone, particularly when I was younger. But this is usually my advice to introverts or people who aren't very comfortable networking. I would say to remember that everyone is there to meet someone. Everybody who signed up and bought a ticket and commuted and took time out of their busy schedule is there because they want to be there. They are there because they are looking for new opportunities to connect with people. They might also be feeling nervous or apprehensive or haven't done it in a very long time. So it's important to remember that other people are there to meet you just as much as you are there to meet them. And hopefully that will put your mind at ease when you're approaching new people or starting conversations with a stranger, especially if that's not something that you're very comfortable with. So this is a pretty short episode, but I thought it would be great to just come on, talk about the five tips, like I mentioned, for your next networking event. These are also things you can bring to internal networking events, conferences. Doesn't necessarily need to be for a ticketed networking event. You know, remember that everyone is trying to look for new opportunities, looking to connect with people. We know that your network is so important, especially in an industry where we are constantly in flux and we are always needing to work with new vendors and partners. And maybe we're starting a new opportunity where we're in a new city where we don't know anyone. So we really need to always be open to those connections. So I hope you found some of these tips helpful and would love to hear how you get ready for a networking event. Let me know either on LinkedIn or on Instagram, and I can't wait to hear from you. Thanks so much for listening. Follow us on social media and share your thoughts on this week's episode. If you'd like to support the show, please check out our sponsors in the show notes. And don't forget to rate, review, and subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts. Thanks for listening. Until next time.